Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Jim Cattarucci, author of Personal Brilliance. Jim, I need your websites again, please.
JimCantarucci.com. C-A-N-T-E-R-U-C-C-I. Cantarucci.
JimCantarucci.com. And, of course, the book's available wherever books are sold. Jim, we're talking about wisdom. And one of the things I want you to talk about, because I know you've thought about this some, with the younger generation, the millennials, their world, one thing I've said for a long time is their world is so saturated with content that what I've said in a way of kind of worrying about them a little bit, and as I've employed them, I've noticed that they have so much content, it's often difficult for them to allow room for context. And to me, content without context is just a dictionary or an encyclopedia, right? And context is where you find the wisdom, right? So how do we manage with wisdom when we're managing millennials?
Well, here's the difference between, I think, the youth today and the youth when we were at the same age, way back in the dark ages. Context was provided by our bosses because they told us what to do.
Right.
And that context of telling us what to do, assigning the task very rigidly, gave us that context. And we didn't have
because
to search for it.
Because we didn't have content or context when we showed up.
Right, right. Now, to provide the context today, leaders aren't specifically issuing orders. Do this. Do it just like I told you, and when you're done, let me know, and I'll tell you the next step. You know, we don't lead that way any longer. So we have to infuse that context. And so what that means is we can't just delegate and forget it. You know, there's the whole concept of empowering. You know, I'm going to give you the task and let you roll with it, and we'll see what happens. I don't necessarily believe in that. Mm-hmm. I think we have to be an engaged party in the solution process. We're not assigning work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're creating a team to solve a problem.
We're looking for results. We're not assigning work. We're expecting results.
Well, exactly. And with that, the idea is that we have to be part of that team. And we have a role as a leader to provide that context, provide that history, provide that wisdom and that bigger picture. And if we approach it that way, it's received better, I believe.
And millennials want that. Mm-hmm. They want what you just described. But one of my caution to them, and part of my tough love to them is, you want what Jim just described. You want to be able to be given a job and to not micromanaged and you know, et cetera. But you also have to be patient, and you have to believe that the context needs to come with this.
Well,
you can't be impatient about the context. What do you think?
Well, I agree completely. And the perspective, I believe, should be that's a resource for me. That old, wise, experienced person, whether it's the boss of the company or not, that's a resource for me to solve this problem. I want to use it. It's a resource like Google is a resource,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if I think of it as a resource, then I simply pull that resource into my team, into my solution set. And that's where the context then could come from. That's where the wisdom can come from. And in fact, that young, inexperienced, fiery person now has created wisdom in their solution, and we end up with a better process, a better goal achievement than we would have otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about. So it's really responsibility on both sides of the fence, Jim.
As baby boomers, we have to be more patient with millennials. But I think we are, because we're giving them responsibilities that you and I didn't have at that age. Because they are very capable. I mean, they're amazingly capable, but what they think is their capability that they think they have is kind of two-dimensional. It's not as three-dimensional as it needs to be. And that third dimension comes from that past president who shows up for the board meeting, Jim.
Exactly. And I think
you talked about earlier.
Exactly. The conversation is something along the lines, if not, we tried that before and it didn't work back in 1932.
Right.
We have tried something just like that. It didn't work. Let's analyze why and what's different about it now that will make it work.
Well
that's
said.
That's teaching. That's not mandating, right?
JimCantarucci.com. Two CCs on the end there. Hey, Jim, come back soon. See you next time.
Love to be with you, Jim. Thank you so much.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.